You know the national news. Now we'll give you Monday's local report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says partly cloudy, windy during the daytime. High temperature about 44 degrees tonight. Partly cloudy, low about 34. Doesn't feel like spring yet, but even though spring is officially here, the weatherman said that spring weather is on its way soon. Topping local news, another murder logged in Niagara Falls over the weekend, this time with the victim reportedly said to be the mother of the suspect. City police were called to 1807 Main Street early Sunday morning for the report of an unresponsive female. On arrival, they found a female who had reportedly been stabbed. First responders attempted life-saving first aid on the victim, but were unable to save her. Taken into custody at the scene and charged with second-degree murder in the case was the daughter of the victim, 29-year-old Celeste Bomberry, who was scheduled for arraignment on the charge in city court Monday morning. Other details concerning the incident, except that a family argument had preceded the stabbing, were not available. Detectives are still working on the case and are asking for anyone with information concerning the incident to call them at 286-4553. I'll have more news in just a moment. But a reminder, our local news is brought to you by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, two locally owned pharmacies where they really do care about you. They want to deliver your prescriptions free of charge, and they want to make you as comfortable as possible when you come in. They get to know you by name, they know what you need, and they help you find it. That's what personal service is all about. And that's what Wellness Park at 87th of Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main is about. Call them for details at 260-1918. And the news brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Chris Moore's the appliance repairman who will come to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor and fix your broken appliances. He's quick, he's reasonable, and he's honest. He won't fix something that doesn't need fixing. In fact, if it's not worth it, he'll even tell you that. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, put his number on your cell phone, it's 523-5911. In other local news headlines, police are looking into the disappearance of two dirt bikes from a fenced-in rear yard in the 100 block of 63rd Street. One of the missing bikes was found by officers abandoned in a nearby field. The other, a white Suzuki, has not yet been located. No value was given on the stolen machines. And a video from a nearby business showed two men walking away from the house with those two bikes. A couple of vehicles broken into over the weekend at 22nd and Pine. A delivery truck belonging to the Rent-A-Center was entered. The door handle broken off and the steering column ripped apart in an apparent attempt to start the truck. Damage there was set at $700. Police said that truck was parked in the lot at the rear of the business when entered. On 9th Street, a resident said someone threw a brick through his front windshield on his 2011 Chrysler. Damage there estimated at $300. Police are checking video in the area for those vandals. A homeless man was taken into custody on Saturday after a Niagara Falls detective saw him take a shopping cart on Military Road in the town of Niagara and smash it through a 12-by-8 plate glass window to the now vacant Napa store on Military Road. That detective told town police that the suspect then jumped the fence at the rear of the property and was running northbound on the I-190. Town of Niagara police officer Ryan McKenzie raced to the scene and saw the suspect running off the I-190 exit on Packard Road, and he ordered him to stop. But when he didn't, McKenzie ran after the suspect and tackled him, taking him into custody. Charges of resisting arrest and obstructing governmental administration were placed on the suspect. Officer McKenzie said charges of criminal mischief are pending following a statement from the building owner. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that that plate glass window that was destroyed was valued at between $5,000 and $9,000, and it runs from the ground to the ceiling of that building. And at the Calvin Klein store over the weekend in the Fashion Outlet Mall, two men entered the store who appeared to be afraid of getting sick. They were both wearing COVID-type masks covering their faces. They shopped for a while, then walked out of the store with about $240 worth of stolen clothing. When Town of Niagara Police Officer Ken Kostick interviewed the clerk, they said they were unable to identify the bandits because of their face being covered by those face masks. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news happen, we want to know. So call our Lynx of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, with the golf courses opening up soon, you'll want to be in top form when you hit the greens. So get your practice in now at the Lynx of Niagara in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. And you'll be playing on the same golf simulators that the pros use. For details, call the Lynx of Niagara at 285-0610. And remember, when you golf with the Lynx of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by clicking our local news tab after refreshing your browser. And by popular demand, our news is featured daily on Facebook. Just enter niagaradio.net. Real local news at your convenience. From the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.